Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And it's Labor Day weekend, three-dayer.
Three-day,
yeah,
three-day,
three-day. Good times, fun times. Lots to do.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on.
Hopefully we're going to have some BBQs. The weather's going to be great. Got some car shows out there to go to if you want to enjoy yourself. And it's going to be nice. Just kicking back on the coast here.
Yes, and that's what we're going to be doing while you're listening to us here on News Talk 1590 KVTA, the original Safer Money Specialist. Now, you just started your eighth year on KVTA 1590, and that march to help our listeners and everybody just move onward and upward and save some money and do it safely. Yep. That's what they got to do.
That's right. We're going to kiss it. Keep it simple, safely. I think you coined that phrase a couple years ago when we were on the radio.
Back in the
70s. No. It was just a couple years ago on the radio.
Yes, and we did exactly that over the years. That's what you have been doing.
That's what we do.
That's your goal, and that's been you stay on the line. That's it. It's always the same mission, to keep people safe. And all you folks out there listening in, today is another day where you could win a prize like Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
For Labor Day, and you can also hear some great music that I'm going to be playing in just a little bit and get some fabulous information. You can also get it, by the way, if you'd like, you can go to the Safer Money Specialist website. Now, that is safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and you can hear Ron Grant anytime, 24/7. Across the boards, anytime you want, you can hear Ron Grant. So you might take notes here and there, but you can also get Ron via the World Wide Web. How long have you been doing that one? Been a little bit.
I started it, I think, in January. So, yeah, it's been 9 months now.
9 months that people have been able to jump on and get you, whether it's on air here or during the week when they can, tune in and hear you talk. You can call in 2-3 times a week usually, or you can go to the SaferMoneySpecialist.com website and catch Ron there. You also have the credit card.
I love that.
You used to do the dinners. And for now, a good length of time, you've been meeting people individually. Tell people how they can get the credit card for $100.
Well, there's a ton of dinners running out there. In fact, right now, what I get in the mail, because I'm over 50, I could eat probably 2 or 3 days a week on these free dinners that they're putting out there. And a lot of it now I see as a Social Security dinner. Got to be real careful with that. Several of my clients went to those dinners, and it's a kind of a bait and switch situation. So be real careful. Know what you're doing when you get in there. A lot of people won't attend a public workshop, and I understand that. I did them for years and years. And, of course, Spence, you were came to all my dinners, in fact. Didn't miss a dinner, and you even came to a few of the lunches. But now if you sit down with me on a one-on-one basis, and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed, well, you can't lose the principal. You can't lose the gains. You get a reasonable range of return. We can also help you get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, kind of like a pension. It's important because top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? So if you're between the ages of 55 and 75, and have some immediate money that you'd like to keep safe and guaranteed, we'll sit down, I'll answer all your questions, and then you'll get with me a no obligation $100 MasterCard or Visa. And you can do what you want with it. You can still have dinner on me or pay a bill or go to the movies or whatever you'd like to do with it. We're also going to show you how to stop paying the fees that you've been paying in your 401k, your 403b, your 457 plan, your TSP, your TSA. These are all retirement plans that you have fees in. That's how these people make money. We're going to talk about that too today a little bit. But we're going to stop you paying that to your financial plan and your stockbroker. Remember, when you pay the fees, it takes away from your returns. It's that simple. Bunches out there. You have to understand these people make money that way. And that's the way it is. I get paid if I help you with a product, a service, or an account, and my money comes out of the marketing budget of the insurance company, like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, that type of stuff. So if you would like to sit down with me one-on-one and then get the gift card, give me a call. 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. I have some great third-party educational information there. There is a If you have, in fact, by the way, if you have a 401k or a 403b, up top of the page, me, you'll see my picture there on the microphone. In red, it says, if you own a 401k or a 403b, click onto this. It's a 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes, and he talks about the 401k recession. And I'm telling you, it's devastating. You need to see that. If you own one of those products, the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up right now. You need to take a look at that. Also, there's a little 1-minute video on my other website, which is iwantincomeforlife.com. And it's right there on my main site. You just go onto it, click onto the button. It takes you over to the next website. And that is a there's a 1-minute video there I want you to look at. And then I want you to download the book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. It's a free book. So if you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, or you've already retired in the last couple of years, you may want to look at that book. It's good education. You can take a look at that, and then look at the website. I've got some third-party educational information. I've got some testimonials from the people called in on the radio. I have some email testimonials. There's ways to check me out. It's a full, complete website. It's great education. So you get a chance, take a peek, and see if we can help you.
So Ron's going to take just a little break here. It's a minute, and we will be back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, on Labor Day here at KVTA.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Let's jump right in and talk about indexed annuities. Are they all created the same?
They are not. They kind of function the same. They all have the same moving parts. But, for instance, some of these indexed annuities, and when we say index, it's tied to the indexes like the Standard & Poor's 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow Jones Industrial. These are indices or indexes. There's other types of annuities, such as a variable annuity. A variable is usually risk. It's got stocks, bonds, mutual funds inside of them. They married the two together and call it an indexed annuity, and there's fees in there. Then there's an immediate annuity where you put in X number of dollars and start drawing an immediate income. I do the indexed annuities. That's where I focus on because we have an upside, but we don't have a downside, and I'll explain that to you in a minute. So the first thing I want to address is participation rate. This is very important because I run across this a lot in my travels and meeting with people, meet with a lot of people every day. A lot of the people who have purchased stuff before they met me have anywhere from a 30 to a 50% participation rate. And so if the market gets a 10, you don't get the 10. You may get a 3 or a 5. I like a 100% participation rate. So if the market gets a 10, I want to get all of that 10. And I don't know why anybody else would want less. It doesn't make sense to me why someone would take less. But that's what they did. They bought into an annuity from somebody, and that's what they have. The second thing we want to talk about are caps. What is a cap? A cap is a way we can make our money, okay, and it's tied to certain things. Right now, the caps that I deal with on the top 4 to 6 companies that are out there, and I research these companies every 30 days. I take a look at them and see who's, you know, maybe a company A is first this month, and maybe company B is first next month. It depends on what they come out with, what kind of bonuses, that type of thing. But I look for, first of all, I look for consistent caps. A lot of the companies that are out there give you teaser caps. You know, the first year or 2 years, the caps are high, and then can't make any money the rest of the time that you're in the product. I like companies have consistent caps so we can make consistent money depending on what the index does. Right now, the caps are running between about 18 and 24%. Now, we're not going to hold our breath on 24%, but that's our upside. What's our downside? Zero. So we're going to be somewhere between zero and 24%. You know, the average, you know, it depends. On a 10-year product, about 4 to 6, 4 to 7, 4 to 8, 4 to 9, depending on the indexes that you're in. Okay? Market goes up, we're going to get to go up with it. If the market drops, we don't lose. See, with me, you're never, ever going to miss the upside of Wall Street. Just the downside of Wall Street. And, you know, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, well, my clients and I, we got zeros. Didn't lose a penny. Didn't lose an ounce of sleep because our money was safe and protected, backed by major insurance companies. Okay? That's the nice thing about it. You know, I know a lot of people lost money back in that time. We didn't lose anything. And I like that because I'm too old to lose my money. My clients don't want to lose their money either. So the situation is we want to make consistent caps. That's important. Bonuses. There are some companies that offer bonuses. Now, what is a bonus? A bonus is a thank you for moving your money over to that company. You know, years ago, many of you heard me tell the story about my grandmother. We lived in North Hollywood down in the San Fernando Valley. And my grandma took me to Bank of America one day, and my grandmother opened up a passbook account. And the lady said, "Mrs. Grant, thank you for opening up the passbook account. Here is a toaster, a gift from the bank, from us, for you, for putting your money with Bank of America." I remember it was a chrome toaster. Got to carry it around all day. My grandmother took me to lunch. We had a great time. Now, let me tell you something. Now it's cash. They put money in, and it's great. In fact, one of the products we're going to talk about, and it's good till September 14th, and then it's going to go away. It has a 30% bonus. Now, let's assume that you have a 401k at work, and it's full of risk and fees, because we know that's what 401ks are, full of risk and fees, unless you're in a money market account making diddly. We take, let's say, $100,000, we roll it on over, and we make it an IRA for you. Still has to stay a tax-qualified product. Well, the company's going to give you a 30% bonus on that $100,000. So immediately when I bring the contract back to you, there'll be $130,000 in there, immediately, which is awesome. Okay? Now, get this. It's a 10-year product. So after 10 years, you start an income stream. Kind of like a pension. You know, you're going to get income. And you get that for as long as you are on this earth alive. And then when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. So if you do that, if you follow the rules, every year for the next 10 years that the index or indexes does something, and I'll use this as an example, the Standard & Poor's 500, top 500 companies in the stock market. Let's assume for your contract year, which would be September of 2018 to September of 2019, the S&P returns 4%. This company is going to give you 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 4 and the 2 that they just gave you together, and now you got a 6, and that's powerful. And by the way, that's compounding. So initially, you got the 30% bonus for the first 12 months on anything that you put in initially or added, and then that's compounding. It's a powerful product. There's nothing in the market like it. It's the number one product out there by the number one company out there. They're the gold standard in indexed annuity. My number one IRA is with this company. Now, let me explain something to you. If you don't take income after 10 years, you can always take 10% out penalty free starting your first, you got to wait your first anniversary, and you have to be 59 and a half, and that's also an IRS rule. Otherwise, you're going to pay a penalty. If you don't take the word income after 10 years, it could be 10 years in one day, it could be 11 years, 12 years, you just have to wait 10 years. Once you waited the 10 years, if you don't turn income on, they take all the bonuses back and you get just what you earned in the index for the 10 years. You can take your money, go home, say nice knowing you, got to go. It's an income-producing product is what it is. And if you weren't going to take income, we wouldn't put you in that product to begin with. And that's something that when we sit down, I ask you questions, I'm listening to what you say, and so I can help guide you in the right direction on what this is. Because this is what I do for a living. This is how I've helped people. I move millions of dollars out of Wall Street each and every year and put people in safer products. In fact, last year, my marketing organization that I'm in Kansas – We have 300 of us throughout the United States, men and women, that do what I do. We took $5.5 billion with a B dollars out of Wall Street and put them in safer products. So if you would like to sleep at night, if you would like to get a reasonable range of return, if maybe you would like to get a guaranteed lifetime income, or maybe you just want the money in there for beneficiaries, this product is also good for beneficiary money. Because let's assume that I brought you the contract back on a Wednesday with that 30% bonus in it, and 2 days later you died. Your beneficiaries only have to take payments for 5 years, and they get all of the bonuses that you got when we opened up the account, the 30% and anything else. That's powerful. And that's good for parked money. What is parked money? It's money just kind of like a car parked in the garage that you're not driving. It's money sitting over here that you don't need it. You're not using it. Put it to good use. It's good for charity, that type of thing. So there's other products out there that also have bonuses, not 30%. Now, the 30% is only good, I believe, until the 14th. We have to have our paperwork in by the 14th. We don't have to necessarily have the funds in by then, but the paperwork has to be in, signed, and approved on the 14th. If it is not, then it goes back to a 22% bonus. Now, 22% is really good. It's just not as good as 30. And there's nothing out there even with a 22% bonus that'll help you with a number one company that keeps at least $1.89 for every dollar you put up. So it's very strong. So if this is something you'd like, give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And you can send me an email there. You can check out the third-party information. You can go up top and check me out, ways to check out Ronald Grant, and I can help you.
Let's talk about some questions here and the critical questions that you should ask a broker or a financial planner that could change your financial future. A lot of people don't know what to ask. They don't know, you know, what to wonder or worry about. So what are some of those questions?
You know, that's a really good point, Spence. A lot of people don't know what to ask. And then there's a lot of people that don't ask. They just, it's a don't ask, don't tell situation. A lot of the guys and the financial planners and stockbrokers out there, especially the ones with alphabets after their name, they like to blow you down with all the knowledge that they have instead of talking to you on a level that you understand. And it's a shame because they get into buzzwords and they get into other things. The first thing we're going to talk about is, do you understand how your financial manager is being compensated? This includes the fees and the way those expenses directly affect your returns. You know, most financial relationships are based on a broker-dealer model, where a financial advisor gives you advice in return for fees and other payments resulting from financial transactions. Unfortunately, there are several conflicts of interest in this model, conflicts that cost the investor, like you, thousands and thousands of dollars every single year. And that's because most advisors are not taught nor trained professionally to manage your money. Rather, they are taught to gather assets. They're gatherers. That's what they do. The more assets they've accumulated from you, the more fees they can collect, and the more transactions they can create, and the more revenue they can create for their firms. Sounds like a vicious cycle, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. The problem is deep and systematic. The advisors are compensated this way because the financial industry business model has operated this way for over 150 years. So change your model, guys. They won't. Even the best-intentioned financial advisor at these firms can grow his or her wages only by operating within this broken system. Yeah, it's sad. It really is. By the way, anything I talk about on my shows or my dinners or anything is written down somewhere. I don't just spew the stuff off the top of my head. This was on www.fool.com/investor, and this was back on February 16th, 2014. Motley Fool brought this out, and they really did a good job on this thing. In the broker-dealer world, the broker who generates the most revenue are considered top producers. And a producer is all about the product. There's no term for broker who gave the best advice or broker who achieved the best returns for his or her clients. And that's not all. Some firms instead charge you based on AUM, assets under management model, which really isn't that beneficial for the average person. So unless you're a jet-setting, high-flying millionaire with gobs of cash to throw around, you're probably prudent with your finances and thus should be very wary, at least cautious about the AUM model. Typical charges in the industry range from as little as 0.5% to as much as 2.5%. I actually had a client several years ago was paying 3.25% with a major brokerage firm. Yeah, it surprised me. Boy, when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. But you might be surprised to discover it's the little guy who pays the most. That's what happens. It depends on the dollars amount. So if you have $1 million in assets, you're most likely paying around $12,500 a year. Again, not taking into account the additional fees. This is an incredible amount of money to pay, especially when most investors feel less satisfied with the advisors than they should. You know, I want to say something to you here. Back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, your advisors still made money. You might have lost money, but they made money. That's how they make money. And again, I don't have a problem with that. Everyone's entitled to make a living. The guy that paints your house, the person who works on your car, the lady who cuts your hair, everyone is entitled to make a living. My clients and I, we just don't like this type of money that comes out of our pocket because it's eating up our returns. We don't like it. Only 14% of high net worth individuals consider themselves loyal to their financial advisors, while on the contrary, over 75% of advisors perceive their clients as being loyal. The great discrepancy between advisors and clients, such as you, it's a divide. The expectations and how advisors are compensated is only a sliver of how to evaluate your client-advisor relationship. This brings us to the next critical question. What is the logic behind every single one of my broker's recommendations? Every year, your financial advisor will keep you abreast of financial conditions, political conditions, economic conditions, and industry-specific conditions. What is commonly referred to as utilizing a top-down investing philosophy. Sounds helpful, right? You want to be informed of the factors influencing the market, don't you? However, they will use themes to buy and sell securities on your behalf, making a great number of trades every year. You will frequently find your advisor touting the next hot industry figure. My God, let's figure out how to way that we can make a fortune and why you should switch your bond allocation or increase your exposure to global markets. Again, this is all in the name of generating extra fees, fees you mostly don't see. Just consider in 1 week, investors, and this is back in 2013, October 21st, October 24th. You guys do the math. Go ahead and Google it. Individual investors pulled $1.6 billion out of emerging market bond funds due to a shift in investor preference, according to the Wall Street Journal. Advisors and brokers alike get wind of the news and urge their clients to buy, sell, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. So what if I told you that you were losing 40% in earnings each year due to the fees? Probably call me crazy. What a nut this guy is. He don't know what he's talking about. Unfortunately, you have moderate risk tolerance, which most average 45 to 65-year-old Americans do. Then you're probably already losing that much each and every single year. Let's say your portfolio manager has invested you in 60% global equities and 40% invested in investment-grade bonds. Quite typical if you've got a moderate risk tolerance. Before costs, this could, on an average, generate an average return of about 5.3%. Yet when you consider the average expense ratio for a global equity fund is about 1.2%, and a bond fund will cost you about 9/10, the costs add up. Then pile on your advisor's AUM fee. Let's say it's only 1%, and you got a total cost of 2.1. Divide that by your return of 5.3, and your return has been chopped by 40%. That is not good. Not good at all. You know, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. And if you have some play money and you're in the older ages, That's fine. But please don't take your dignity money, the money you got to live on, take care of your family on. You know, you worked hard for that money. You got up every day and you put your feet on the cold floor and you went to work. And many of you scrimped and saved. You didn't go out to dinner on a regular basis. You didn't take vacations on a regular basis. Why? Because you're preparing for the golden years. Now, I guess if you're in the market and you lose your money or half your money, I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that works. I do know two things for a fact. I know there's going to be one day you don't want to work. And there's going to be one day you can't work physically or financially. I mean, physically or mentally. And now your finances are going to suffer. And if you're in Wall Street Casino and you're expecting an income off of that Wall Street Casino and the market goes up and down like an elevator ride, you know, picture this. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building. And this is back in 08, 09. And you're both sitting on the fifth floor and the market tanks. Whoosh. Your buddy goes all the way to the basement because he's in the market. All the way to the basement, but you stay on the fifth floor because you're in an indexed annuity. Market's coming back up. You're going up. You're going up to the sixth and the seventh floor. Your buddy who went to the basement has to come all the way back to the fifth floor just to break even. And you're on your way up and you never look back. That's as simple as I can explain it to you. Market goes up, we get to go up with it. We just don't get to go up as far. But when the market drops, we don't lose anything. And we lock our gains in from year to year. If this is something that you would like to protect your assets and protect your family, I can help you with this. You know, you've been hearing this for many, many years. You know there's a better way. Why haven't you done something with it? Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, is right here on News Talk 1590 KVTA, and he will be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to his seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. It's Labor Day.
Labor Day, Labor Day,
Labor
Day. Talk
about, like, some stuff to do in a little
bit? Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Here, let me...
Let's just do one.
Yeah, okay. So today and tomorrow at the Ventura Fairgrounds, started at 9 a.m. this morning, the Ventura Nationals. You got the cars, the motorcycles. It's going to be great. That's at the Ventura Fairgrounds. Tonight, Rock and Roll Cafe on Tapo Street, not Tapo Canyon, in Simi Valley from 3 to 8. And then for you British car people, I have a car cruise. I think it's a cruise. It's called a car meet. British car meet is going to be Sunday. That's tomorrow, 9:30 to noon, 28714 Canwood Street in Agora. Okay, so you got plenty to do. The one at the fairgrounds sounds really interesting. I have never been there, but I understand it's a really nice show. So if you get a chance, go over there and you can hang around the water and get cool and have a good time.
Are the Brits all going to be right-hand drives?
I don't know. I would assume there's going to be a lot of them there because I remember I was in Burbank one time at a bookstore. I was looking for a book, and this guy used to have – he might still have it on a Saturday, and they had all the Triumphs and the TRs. Everything was out there, the Brits, the Mini Coopers, Mini Coopers.
Yeah, the real thing.
The real deal, which is worth a fortune.
Back in the Italian Job days.
Oh, my God.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah, yeah. There was a guy that owned a tire store in North Hollywood, and the guy had like six of these back in the early 70s. They must be worth a fortune today because they were hard to find, and they're still hard to find.
Hopefully he held on to
those. I hope he did.
That's where to keep.
That's better than
safe.
Any stock market ever.
Yeah, that's right. That's some multiplying there. Let's talk about people on the radio. There's a lot of them, and there's a lot of people out there that make me think of your show. You know, they've kind of glommed on to the Safer Money Specialist thing. It's been the last few years, 3-4 years, that I've heard these folks on there. Some of them are on the radio. Others just pop up in ads and here and there, and it seems like they got onto this quite a bit after you started. Remember, you've been on the air, as you know, and a lot of the listeners for 8 years. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, everyone's entitled, you know, to say what they want. We don't have any coined, we haven't cornered any special words or anything. I think it's the sincerest form of flattery is when someone copies you. But there's a lot of what we call Johnny and Betty come latelys. They've started out there. A lot of these guys are financial planners and stockbrokers. They carry Series 7 licenses or Series 6 licenses type of stuff. And they're kind of getting on the bandwagon. You got to remember, I mentioned this earlier in the show, that myself and 300 of us that do this throughout the country. We're in a marketing group. They help us market. They help us educate and get education on these products. They work with us. They're kind of a go-between the insurance companies and the agents. You know, we took $5.5 billion last year out of Wall Street. And these guys and gals are getting upset because we're taking money away from them. You know, when we move money away from your financial planner, your stockbroker, they're going to scream like a dog trapped in a cage. And what are you doing? Oh, my God, I've been sending you Christmas cards every year for 10 years. I've been sending you a birthday card. You know, my question is if you're trying to do something for yourself and keep your money safe, are you doing something to them or are you doing something for yourself? I think you're doing something for yourself. So a lot of these guys are saying, I can do what Ron Grant does. I get it. I get clients that tell me, you know, they went here, they went there, or they heard this guy say, I can do what Ron Grant does. The problem is that I found, and some of my clients bring me back materials from these workshops. A lot of times, again, these products are not great products. They got 30, 40, 50% participation versus the 100% participation. And a lot of times they get into the office and they perpetuate, oh, we're going to talk about safer money. We're going to do what Ron Grant does, so to speak. And then they really want to get asset under management. They really want to start on the stocks and the bonds and the mutual funds, maybe some oil or gas, depending on what your tolerance rate is. So I think what you need to figure out is, you know, this is what they're leading in with, but that doesn't mean that that's what they're going to try to close with. And I can assure you that when we sit down, I talk about basically two things: safer money and long-term care insurance. This is what I focus my day on, and this is what we do. No bait and switch. We're not going to come in and start talking about high-risk bonds and things like that, because I don't do those things. I don't do those for my own money. I'm not going to do those for your money. Don't get involved in those things. That's another world. Don't get involved in that world. And you know what? If you have some play money, as I've said before, and you like to put your play money in something like that, that's great. You know, my play money goes into classic cars, and hopefully sometimes when I flip a car, I make a few bucks. If not, I enjoy the car. I enjoy the people. I go out and show my cars, and that's my hobby. But the bottom line is, other than the $1,200 that I put in cannabis stock about a year ago, I feel that the cannabis industry is going to take off, and as soon as they can figure out the logistics about the legality thing about putting money in the bank, I think the big pharmaceuticals are going to jump on this thing. So I wanted to do that. But that $1,200, ladies and gentlemen, is play money. That does not come out of my retirement money. That is not the money I got to live on to take care of myself. And that's something that I highly caution you. So again, everyone's different. You know, my clients and I, we like safe money. We like to sleep at night. We like to get a reasonable range of return. Most of us want an income that we can't outlive. These are things that I can provide that Wall Street can't provide for you. And that's something that not everybody wants. So, you know, I mean, I'm not right for everybody. I'm right for about 70% of the people when I used to do dinners in the room. And the rest of them, I'm either not right for, or they won't let me help them. And that's A-okay. I want to work with the people that want help, that want to be safe. I want to kind of go back to one thing here. We talked about, just got off with expenses and stuff. One of my clients sent me an email. It says, thank you, Ron, for keeping our money safe and without the fees. This is called the 401k expense ratio. We talked last 4 weeks about 401k stuff. 401k plans are offered at many mid-sized to large companies, but many of the people who contribute to them don't realize that the retirement savings plans aren't free. Depending on the funds you select, you could be stuck with high expense ratios that will slowly chip away your hard-earned retirement savings. And these expense ratios might not be explicitly expressed to you. Remember, we talked about that. They're like, you got to go on like a little treasure map to find them. Your expense ratio might be somewhere between 0.5% and 2%, which doesn't seem like much, but just as compound interest accumulates over time, so does a 2% expense ratio that's working against you. That's the situation. So she sent me this, and I thought it was nice. I wanted to share it with my listeners. Again, nothing is free. And she said specifically, the savings plans that you have, the retirement plans, these fees are eating and chipping away your returns. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please check your fees. See what you're getting, because you're going to want to retire someday. And remember, you've got the downside of the market that's going to happen. It's a cycle. And then you got the fees. You got two things working against you of all the money that you're saving. So if you'd like to sleep at night and get a reasonable range of return, keep that money safe, maybe a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, we need to get together. 805-660-1313.
We are here. We got a little more show to go on Labor Day. Stay tuned. Ron Grant will be back in just 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Here is what Rose from Simi Valley posted on my website.
Thank you for your wonderful presentation. You were very easy to understand. I don't usually go to these dinners. I'm afraid they'll try to sell me something. You and your daughter were very polite, and there was no pressure. I will make an appointment after tax time.
And this is what Bob and Mary from Camarillo have to say.
We have been to a couple other programs, and yours was the best. Your program was straight and to the point. We felt comfortable with you and look forward to you helping keep our money safe.
Carol from Ventura posted on my website.
Ray and I have gone to 3 of these dinner programs, and yours was by far the best. Thanks for your upfront message and your non-pressure style.
Call me for a one-on-one, no pressure, just information, and you walk away with a $100 Visa or MasterCard to use any way you want. I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Is it time for people to get to their email?
It is. We're going to do Chick-fil-A, ladies and gentlemen. Robert, who owns the Ventura store here over by Chuck E. Cheese, has for years have given my clients and listeners free gift cards. So we're going to give out 2 cards to 2 people. I will personally mail them out on Monday. And so what I need you to do is I need you to go to whatever instrument you do to email. And in the subject line, I want you to write the word chicken. Please write chicken, okay? Then I want you to put your name, your address, because otherwise, where do I send it? I don't know. And your phone number. These are things that I'm giving to Robert over at Chick-fil-A because they are his cards and I have to follow his rules. So here's what you can do. I want you to go there right now. The first 2 people that I get the email from, and they're all timed up at the top, I will send those 2 cards to 2 people out on Monday. And they get the original sandwich, you can get the spicy sandwich, you can get the grilled chicken sandwich, you can get the original nuggets, and you can get the grilled nuggets. Okay, and it's for 2 of you. So you can go in there, have a little lunch or have a little dinner, and enjoy yourself. Robert is always so nice. Thanks again, Robert, for all your help and helping me with my clients and my listeners. And hopefully you will enjoy your lunch or your dinner.
Start emailing right now for a Chick-fil-A with Ron Grant. Let's talk about the type of client that you are looking for. What are you right for? Your products right for? Who is that person?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's important that we talk about this because I've gotten some emails in the past. I've even gotten a couple calls. People say, well, why are you stuck on the 55 to 75? And it's not that I'm stuck on it. It's really not me. It's the insurance company, the products that they have, and how they come out with the stuff. You know, the state, in each state that we're in, and I'm licensed in multiple states, but let's talk about California. California, and I jokingly say this all the time, they think anybody over 65 is stupid and can't make a decision. So there's some restrictions that have been in the last couple of years. And so it's kind of funneled down the ages to get some of the better products. And then, of course, the insurance company has to go along with what the state is putting out. In other words, if the insurance company wants to get a product approved and the state says, no, you have to adjust this, you have to adjust that, the insurance company has to change those products. And California is really has a lot of the best products out there compared to some of the other states, like New York is terrible, Florida is terrible, different things. So 55 to 75 is really the people that I can help the best. It has the best products. And a lot of these people in that age group are getting ready to retire, maybe have already retired. Now, can I help younger people? Of course I can. I had some 18 to 40-year-olds, 35 to 40-year-olds that I did Roth IRAs for back here in April a few months ago for tax time. And that's great. I help people with SEP IRAs, business people. I set up, you know, you got hairdressers who don't have a retirement plan. You got real estate agents that haven't planned for the retirement, you know, and I've helped them with SEP IRAs so they have some sort of retirement. It's not a problem there. 89-year-olds, I did back in April, I did a gentleman, 89 years old, gave him a nice fixed indexed annuity. The products are, in most cases, that 55 to 75 is the sweet spot to help the most people. That's all. I can help other younger people, and I can help older people. It's not an issue. The younger people, like I say, right now, the Roth IRA is real hot because they don't necessarily need a tax deduction, and they know taxes are going to be higher down the road, so they're looking at the Roth IRA. The older people, you know, the 85, 88, 89-year-olds, obviously, they're not necessarily looking for a tax break either. There's some good stuff out there. Not necessarily they're going to go to a Roth. Maybe they just want a traditional. But I have the traditional. I have the Roth. I have the SEP IRAs. And for business people, I personally feel the SEPs are good because you can add more money. You know, the regular IRAs and the Roth IRAs are either $5,500 or $6,500 is the most you can contribute. And I believe on the SEP, it's 25% of the W-2 income or the 1099 income. Check with your tax person, though. So think about this. You're 55 to 75. You kind of fit in the marketplace of helping you keep your money safer, getting a reasonable range of return, getting a lifetime income if you'd like, all while paying no fees. So if that's you, if that's something you'd like to do, let's sit down. Let's talk. Let me see if I can, you know, if this is right for you, if this makes sense for you to put you in something. So give me a call, 805-660-1313.
You have the credit card promo. Again, we've talked about it a lot. You used to do the dinners, and dinners were lots of fun. But some people in big crowds enjoy the conversation but really don't want to ask questions. Yeah. They're afraid a little too personal, perhaps. Yeah, a little shy.
They're shy.
There could be it. And it's their chance to meet with you and get a gift for doing that.
Yep. If you meet with me one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains. You lock those gains in from year to year. Every year that there's a gain, you lock it in and go up to the next plateau. It's that simple. If next year there's no gain, you still don't lose anything. You're right at the same place you were last year. That's nice. We're going to stop you paying the fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, etc. The fees eat up your returns. I don't know how many times I can repeat this. People don't understand it, but you have to understand that when you pay people out of your profits, it's taking away from your profits. It's that simple. Okay? So a meeting with me one-on-one, and then I'm going to give you a gift card if you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money. You're going to get the $100 MasterCard or Visa that you can do whatever you want with. Okay? Give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. You can email me from there. You can ask questions from that site. You can take a look around, third-party educational information there, and we can get together.
We do have Will Hart on the phone line.
Mr. Gold and Silver himself. How you doing, Will?
I'm good. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How's your Saturday going?
Going wonderful. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, man. The weather's perfect. You know, couldn't be nicer. Got rid of that heat wave, and now we're okay, which
exactly.
Is good. If you haven't heard of Will Hart, he handles gold and silver. He's done it for myself, for my IRA. He's helped my clients, and he can help you too. One of the big questions that we want to talk about, because everyone knows about inflation, or they think they know about inflation, let's talk about why it's important to have that gold or silver against to hedge inflation.
Absolutely. So what the gold does, and people who know about gold know that it maintains its value against goods and services. It's done that historically, meaning like an ounce of gold 1,000 years ago by the same amount of loaves of bread as it would today. So I always bring it back a little bit closer to our time, and that's 100 years ago, $20, 1 ounce gold coin had a value of $20, and it was in circulation. And if you're wealthy, you'd have a $20 bill in your right pocket and a 21-ounce gold coin in your left pocket. And for $20, or 1 ounce gold coin, 100 years ago, a man could buy a finely tailored suit. And you fast forward today, and you slap down a $20 bill for a suit, you're going to get laughed at, and they're going to think, what socks do you want? You can't buy two of them, but you buy one of them. And then, of course, you slap down a one-ounce gold coin, which is a value of $1,200, you're getting yourself a finely tailored suit. So that's how gold will maintain. In Venezuela, just as a perfect example, if you do the news on that, you'll see how the people who had gold in Venezuela, they stayed fine. They didn't lose their portfolio. But if they were in paper, they got wiped out.
Yeah, and you know, I think bread is $400 a loaf or something there right now. It's crazy. I've heard crazy different numbers. What about the gold scarcity? I mean, why is gold so scarce?
Well, Bloomberg put out a chart at the beginning of the year showing that miners are finding 85% less gold over the last 10 years. That's 85. And so gold, again, it's what's out there is no one's making new gold. And so all the easy pickings has been, you know, gobbled up and mined. Now they have to go deeper, more remote areas. So it's getting, of course, more expensive to dig it out of the ground.
Yeah, that's crazy. Explain the difference, and this is real important because a lot of people have asked me this in the past, and we've gone over this before. Explain the difference between paper gold like the ETFs and the GLDs versus the physical gold like bars and coins that I have in my portfolio and that you help my clients with.
Yeah, it's probably, Ron, it's probably the number one question that it's asked. The reason why is most of the people who already understand the benefits of gold had paper gold. But now they realize that the market is poised for a major correction. When Morgan Stanley came out a couple days ago saying the stock market correction is imminent. And so they are realizing that if the market goes south, that paper gold, which is simply a leveraged account, meaning they'll put $1 million of bars in a vault, they'll leverage it 400 to 500 times and sell paper against that. Well, they realize that when the market goes south, the principals grab their share of bars, leaving an empty vault. Don't want to be in that situation, and so they're getting the real McCoy.
Right. Now, what are the options that people have to buy physical gold and silver, and how would the metals get stored? Maybe explain those options to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two ways to make a purchase with physical gold and silver. One way simply is you have liquid dollars, money that's sitting there collecting dust. You want to obviously maintain the value of what that paper can do, so you convert into gold and silver. We sell bars, coins, rounds, ingots. We have all the different types of products, and we'll sell whatever the client wants. We'll certainly give recommendations. Those metals get shipped right to their doorstep, insured shipping, so they can put it in a safe place. The other option is doing an IRA rollover, and that is tax-deferred, penalty-free. If it's a 401k, IRA, Roth, traditional, doesn't matter. You can do a rollover into metals, tax-deferred, penalty-free, and when you decide to liquidate it, again, that's another tax-deferred penalty-free rollover. The metals can be stored in either a depository or it can be done what they call private storage or home storage. So that, you know, we'll certainly go over all those different options with your listeners so that they know what's obviously best for them.
You know, something that has come up before, and I think we've even talked about this, I've heard from several different sources that there's an amount of counterfeit gold, silver coins and stuff that have been flooding the U.S. precious metal market. Talk a little bit about that, address that, because with all the counterfeit stuff going on, it's kind of spooky today.
Yeah, we already know the Chinese are great at making fake jeans and fake sneakers. Well, now, of course, they're getting their hands into gold bars. So they'll do a gold-plated tungsten steel bar, and, you know, if you don't know what you're doing and you're buying it from a company that's not very reputable and they don't know what a spectrometer is and checking the densities of metals and so forth. So you always have to be wary of where you're buying it from. You want to buy it from a legitimate source. I typically recommend folks lean more towards American Eagle. Gold and silver American Eagle is minted by the U.S. Mint. Again, our products, we know they're all verified and authenticated, so we never have an issue. You just want to make sure that your listeners are being weary and careful of what they're buying.
Right. Now, you have a buyback option. I know that for your clients. Explain that to the listeners.
Yeah, we have, again, when the client buys product from us and they become a client of ours, we'd love to buy those products back at the highest daily bid price. It's what kind of makes us a little unique in the sense that most places want to charge anywhere from 1% up to 10% to buy the metals back.
Wow.
I've heard some horror stories. With us, it's zero. So we're just, you know, whatever. If their gold is worth $50,000, they're getting $50,000, not minus 1% or anything.
Okay. Well, you know, as I said earlier, Will's helped me with my IRA. I have some gold with him. He's helped my clients. He can help you also. You know, gold is real important because it's true class diversification in our portfolio. I like the brokers and the financial planners. You know, they just put you in different pots of risk. True class diversification is cash, is maybe an indexed annuity, is gold or silver, is real estate. These are true class diversifications, and Will can help you with part of that. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Mr. Will Hart, and he can help you. Listen, buddy, have a good rest of your Saturday, and enjoy the whole weekend because it's still fresh. So,
thank you. You too. Take care, Ron.
All right. Always good advice.
Always good to hear from Will Hart. I'd like to remind people that, you know, Tito Puente, he wrote Oye Como Va.
Yeah.
Tonight we have Music Under the Stars with his granddaughter, lovely girl, who is still out there playing the music of Tito Puente.
Nice.
If you would like to see and hear a little Latin jazz for you, something a little different, and she brings it. She was there about 3 years ago, packed the house, and we're going to have another great show tonight. Music Under the Stars. Good thing to do.
Yeah. Let me talk about next week's show. We're going to be talking. You're going to want to tune into this. This is really important. Now, next week, we're going to be pre-recorded because I'm going to a funeral, unfortunately, next Saturday between 10:30 and 11:30. So I won't be on live, but we'll be recorded. We're going to talk about the difference between investing in the stock market and gambling. And this is a really good topic, and it's something that everyone who has their money in the market really needs to hear. So make sure you tune in next Saturday for that. All right, 805-660-1313. Let's all have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
No matter how much or how little we have to invest, wants to lose money. On that, we can all agree. Many of us want a safer home for our money, one that eliminates the roller coaster ride of Wall Street, and that's why talking to Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, makes so much sense. Here are three things to remember. One, Ron promises your money is 100% safe and guaranteed. Two, Ron guarantees your money is never at risk. And three, with Ron, you'll never miss the upside, only the downside. Want a safe place to put your money, get a reasonable return, and pay no fees? Think safer, safer, safer. Think Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'll give you solid Safer Money advice. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313, and let me keep some part or all your money safer.